the year of the Virgin Mary in Hungary, 1947-1948. The last notable public event of Hungarian Catholicism threatened by the communist dictatorship was the Jubilee Year of the Virgin Mary from 1947-48. For the following 40 years, there was no such event celebrated until the regime change. In July of 1947, Cardinal and Archbishop Józef Mindszenty of Esztergom participated in the Congress of the Virgin Mary in Ottawa, Canada. His experience during the gathering gave him the idea of organizing a similar year-long series of events in Hungary commemorating the country's ancient patron, Virgin Mary. The Board of Bishops accepted the offer with the purpose of reinforcing the nation after the hardships and sufferings of World War II and by the looming threat of Bolshevism leading it back to become the nation of the Virgin Mary again. The events of the Jubilee Year brought out the enthusiasm of Catholic believers in the entire country. More than 60,000 pilgrims attended the opening Mass in Esztergom. The Virgin Mary Memorial festivities along the Tisza in Csongrád attracted more than 70,000 visitors. During these days, elections took place in Hungary where, due to the rigged process, the Communist Party received the mandate to govern. As a sign of defiance, the events of the year of the Virgin Mary promoted and displayed the power of the Hungarian Catholic Church and its flock's loyalty. After the elections, the first celebrations of the Jubilee Year took place in Szombathely with 100,000 participants. A few days later, with the leadership of Bishop Mindszenty, 100,000 of Budapest's Catholic men marched to Mária Remete. A week later, on September the 21st, it was followed by the march of Catholic women pilgrims visiting the same location. Between October the 4th and 7th of 1947, the National Congress of the Virgin Mary was held. At the same time in Poland, during secret gatherings, the Communist Party delegates decided to openly implement the Stalinist model in the countries under Soviet occupation in Eastern Europe. The agreement included the attempt of breaking the power of the Hungarian Catholic Church as well. In the meantime, the events of the Year of the Virgin Mary celebrations were ongoing in various cities around the country, with tens of thousands participating. At some places, communist provocateurs disrupted some of the events. Cardinal Józef Mindszenty sent a letter to Gyula Ordutai, the Minister of Cultural Affairs, protesting against the atrocities happening during these events. During a series of events of the Year of the Virgin Mary that were organized by the Board of Catholic Bishops in 1947, there were three occasions where official party people committed atrocities with such volume that are against the free practice of religion that is firmly included in the basic laws of the country and further agreed upon in the peace treaty. The protest didn't have any consequences. In fact, on the contrary, it was included as an example in Mindszenty's political sham trial later by the prosecution. The atrocities continued. On May the 13th, at the Gellért Hill Chapel, the police prevented the celebration of a 60,000-strong devotional mass that resulted in anger and repugnance among the believers nationwide. 2 days after this, Gyula Ortutai, the Minister of Cultural Affairs, proposed a bill in the parliament for the government takeover of schools. On July the 3rd in Pócspetri, a small village, a crowd gathered to protest against the pending bill. Two policemen who were ordered to dissipate the crowd got into a scuffle and were eventually shot with their own weapons. The event and its consequences were amplified by the communists to create reasoning to further inflate the pressure against the church. As a pushback, in the weeks that followed during the events of the Year of the Virgin Mary, hundreds of thousands protested nationwide against the nationalization of religious schools. On June the 16th, the parliament enacted the law of school nationalization. During the summer of 1948, the provocations became more frequent and rude during these events. The government sprayed the crowd with manure who gathered for the events. Some other times, the events didn't get permits. In spite of all these harassments, the series of events of the Jubilee Year in 1947-48 were very significant in the history of the Catholic Church in Hungary, since it was the last time for the next 40 years to portray its power and its followers' support before the communist dictatorship took its full reign.